It's been a long but incredibly successful road for a man who grew up as the son of a farm worker in Ventura County to become a Santa Barbara County supervisor and now a member of Congress. Making the jump from local to national politics is always a big one, but there's no question it's been a particularly different one for Democrat Salud Carbajal. The 24th District Congressman took office in January, starting at the same time as the new Trump administration. Carbajal sat down with KCLU News in his Washington, D.C. office to talk about issues ranging from health care and the environment to the climate right now on Capitol Hill.
Clearly, we've seen the chaos here in Washington, starting with an administration that is erratic and I think dysfunctional, basically. It's lent itself to a very non-transparent government. Things are being done in secret. There are no hearings. It's been really disheartening to see our government in disarray.
The big issue right now is the Republicans' latest health care proposal. Supporters say it's a phased repeal of the Affordable Care Act, but Democrats like Carbajal believe it would be a significant step backwards in efforts to help tens of millions of Americans.
I hope it doesn't happen. Lance, let's call this for what it is. It's a tax cut for the wealthiest Americans disguised as a health care proposal. And the proposal is a bad one. It takes away health insurance for 23 million Americans. It takes away protections for pre-existing individuals who have pre-existing illnesses because it makes it cost prohibitive. It imposes a tax on the elderly, 50 to 65 years old. This is more cost for less coverage.
Carbajal says what's especially frustrating is the lack of effort to negotiate change on the healthcare issue.
I stand ready and Democrats stand ready to collaborate to see how we can improve healthcare, how we could protect and improve the gains that have been made over the years. But at this point, there's no discussion, no collaboration. Democrats are being shut out.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office released its assessment of the Republican proposal Monday. It projects that if it becomes law, 22 million more Americans would be uninsured by 2026. It also says for the average single person, insurance premiums would rise 30% by the end of 2019, but then drop by 2026. Republican leaders are pushing for a vote this week. Carbajal says he has huge concerns about another Trump administration initiative. It's a review of the status of a number of newer national monuments with an eye towards dropping protection so they can be developed. On the list is the nearly 250,000-acre Carrizo Plain National Monument in southeastern San Luis Obispo County.
This is a real risk and a real threat, but I think it's also posed an opportunity of educating and waking people up and making them realize what a treasure we have in this region and what a treasure this is for the United States. Since the Antiquities Act, over 100 monuments have been designated. And this is one. And it was designated because it's so majestic. The environment, the ecosystem, the Native American artifacts that are there.
Carbajal represents all of Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties in a slice of Ventura County. The congressman was elected in 2016 on a platform which included working to promote job growth and fighting for immigration reform and continuing efforts to protect the coastline. But he admits that he, like other new and existing members of Congress, are finding themselves sidetracked with issues they could have never imagined even a few months ago. Still, Carbajal says he knew it would be much different than county government.
Clearly, this is a much larger bureaucracy. Lends itself sometimes to a little bit more frustration. But, you know, I try to keep my eye on the ball. I try to make sure that my staff and I are effective, that we are reaching out, we're engaging our constituents, we're listening.
Carbajal says he tries to stay focused on the issues which are big concerns for the 24th District. But here in the halls of the offices of members of the House of Representatives, one thing is clear. Expect the unexpected, because for both Democrats and Republicans, unexpected twists and turns seem to come almost daily. In Washington, D.C., Lance Orozco, KCLU News.